This is Jay Sekulow. Inexplicable. The FBI's defense of the Hillary Clinton matter.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
No one who sent classified information was prosecuted. No one who received it. No one who was part of the destruction of federal records.
We have very serious concerns about why some of these immunities were granted, particularly with regard to Cheryl Mills, who was granted immunity, witness immunity, regarding turning over her laptop. At the same time, she was then permitted to go into the interview that the FBI conducted with Secretary Clinton as her attorney. That is an astonishing conflict of interest to allow a witness to be in the room when the target of the investigation is being questioned about this.
Why was Cheryl Mills granted immunity in the classified data investigation for Secretary Clinton?
The Department of Justice wrote a letter to Cheryl Mills' lawyer that gave her what's called active production immunity for the production of her laptop. So it's not personal immunity for her. It was the immunity was, we will not use, we the Department of Justice, directly against you anything we recover on this laptop. Fairly common tool in criminal investigations.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
The Senate getting ready to override President Obama's veto of a bill that would allow families of 9/11 victims to sue the Saudi Arabian kingdom. Senate leaders saying there are enough votes to override the veto. Two-thirds of the House must also agree for the override to take effect.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. And we've got a lot to cover today, but I wanted to start with acknowledging the passing of a real statesman. That is former President and Prime Minister, Minister of Defense of the State of Israel, Shimon Peres. I had the opportunity to work with Mr. Peres over the last 10 years on a number of matters. We're going to play a video for our friends on Facebook and Periscope. And for those listening on radio broadcast, it'll also be available on Facebook later this afternoon. There's a picture up right now of me with Shimon Peres. Jordan was actually at that meeting. We were discussing land. We were discussing boundaries, borders, and water. As in the middle, this was during one of the intifadas. So this was Jordan said it before we went on the air. He was an incredible statesman. In that sense, also a real loss for the state of Israel. He was also the last of the founders. He used to call himself the last of the Mohicans. And he really was.
Yeah, and we both called him a statesman last night. I tweeted the photo I had with him and prayers for his family and put it on my Facebook page so people could see. That was back probably about 7-8 years ago in his presidential office. But just listen to the positions he's held. I mean, this is a statesman. We don't have a lot of these individuals left anymore in the political process. He was Minister of Transportation in 1970. I mean, just right after the founding of Israel. Yeah. Minister of Finance, Minister of Defense, then served multiple times as Minister of Foreign Affairs, then Prime Minister three times, and then, of course, President of Israel.
Let me tell you something else he did. In 1956, during the great Suez Canal crisis between Egypt and Jordan, the Treaty of Sèvres, which was negotiated between the British, the French, and the Arab armies, as well as the Israelis. It was Shimon Peres that made that negotiation. Shimon Peres also was credited with building the military of Israel, including what they still will not acknowledge, but which the whole world knows at Dimona, is the nuclear capability. So a tremendous loss. Our thoughts and prayers to the family. I've met the family. I've been with Shimon Peres in his office, in his home, and in bomb bunkers.
Right.
I mean, literally in bunkers in Ashdod. And that was the picture that's up right now that people are seeing is a picture at his home office, I believe that was. And we had a great time at that meeting. We'll be really greatly missed. All right. Hillary Clinton, emails, and James Comey. My response to James Comey saying why we granted immunity to Cheryl Mills is, you've got to be kidding me. Inexplicable. We're going to get into that when we come back from the break. We'll take your calls as well. We want your comments on these latest revelations on Hillary Clinton. How do you think it plays out in the election? We'll get an update from Van Bennett on what's happening in Washington on these veto overrides. And Logan's going to let you know how you can call us now and participate in this communication and conversation.
Lines are open right now, 1-800-684-3110. You can also join us online, Facebook, Periscope, and ACLJ.org. Broadcasting live there right now. You can also tweet us at Jay Sekulow. But again, watch us on Facebook and Periscope. You can talk to us during the breaks and get your comments in that way.
All right. Also, our book, Unholy Alliance, is available wherever books are sold. We encourage you to get it. There are still copies available. UnholyAllianceBook.com.
Yeah. The Obama administration is giving up American control over the internet, handing over its most important technical functions to a, quote, multinational body, perhaps even the United Nations. Do we really want Russia or China influencing whether we can create websites? Do we want the UN controlling key aspects of the world's most powerful mode of communication, our free speech? America has kept the internet free. Don't let our nation sign over our freedom to dictators. Send a powerful message to the President and Congress. America has kept the internet free for decades. There's no reason to trust the dictators from Russia and China will protect our freedoms. Maintain American control and protect our online liberty. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
So FBI Director James Comey said today that he did not think there was, quote, a lot of immunity granted during the year-long investigation to Hillary Clinton's emails. But what he fails to acknowledge, and he says, well, with us, not their responsibilities, they granted immunity to Cheryl Mills. Okay, we said that was outrageous. It was the former chief of staff for Hillary Clinton because they wanted to get access to her computer. Now, this is, okay, that makes sense. You give her immunity. Then they give four other grants of immunity, so there's no one left. And then they allow the person that was a witness, Cheryl Mills, who's also a lawyer, to serve as Hillary Clinton's lawyer during the questioning, which violates the canon of ethics. James Comey's response to that is, well, there's really nothing we could do about that. Listen to this exchange between Director Comey and Bob Goodlatte.
FBI has no ability to exclude or include any lawyer that a subject being interviewed chooses to
have there. Even if the lawyer is a witness in the case, can you cite any other instance in which a witness to a criminal investigation who has already been interviewed by the FBI has been allowed to accompany and serve as legal counsel to the target of that investigation?
I can't from personal experience. It wouldn't surprise me if it happened. The FBI has no ability to decide who comes to an interview in a voluntary interview context.
Maybe they should be looking at James Comey for perjury. That's a false statement. The FBI has no ability to decide who comes to an interview with a voluntary interview? Yeah, you say, you know what? Don't make it a voluntary interview.
Yeah.
Give her a subpoena. James Comey, director of the FBI, give her a subpoena. And then he refused to answer whether he was investigating her for lying under oath. But this, I'm telling you, folks, this was a faux investigation. We now know why Barack Obama, the president of the United States, was using a pseudonym to communicate on that private server with Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I mean, Jim Comey, for all those former defenders, enough with him.
Yes, please.
And I just hope that even Hillary Clinton, if she were to be president, would not want to involve him because he's not good at handling these situations, even though the outcome may have been good for her. But it is absurd that Cheryl Mills, who not only was part of the was being investigated by the FBI, but we now found out last week she already had immunity by the time she was in this, quote, voluntary meeting between Hillary Clinton and the FBI agents. This is the problem with the entire way the Obama administration operates. You know, when it was our client's dad meeting with the FBI, it's under oath, and they're looking for perjury.
Oh, in fact, we stopped having our clients participate when Barbara Wunsen-Bosserman, who was the bundler for Barack Obama, was the lawyer they appointed in charge. We wouldn't let our clients cooperate. And by the way, our clients who were not targets in the investigation, as Jordan just said, let me underscore this with the IRS, were put under oath. When I testify on Capitol Hill, oftentimes it is under oath. Than, what is the reaction in Washington on this? And Logan will get some comments coming in as well. But Than, what's the reaction up there?
Well, it's such a tangled web that the director's weaved. I think people are fed up with him, to be honest with you. I mean, he appeared before the Senate Homeland Security Committee yesterday. He's in front of the House Judiciary Committee today. And listen, the question that he has gotten repeatedly is essentially the one you just laid out. The only way that you should give immunity to someone is in exchange for actionable information to prosecute a bigger player. So in this case, you know, you would think that that would make sense. You give immunity to Cheryl Mills so that you prosecute Hillary Clinton. One problem, actually two, you didn't prosecute Hillary Clinton, and you let the person who you gave immunity come into the room to the person who you maybe should have prosecuted. So honestly, Jay, he's got a 10-year term. I don't think there's a chance he gets another one, and I do think there's a chance he doesn't finish the current one.
Let me say this. I want to underscore this. This is unprecedented, and Comey could not answer that question correctly. This is unprecedented. It's unprecedented because the idea that you gave immunity to a material witness, okay, that happens in criminal prosecutions. I understand that. Sure. I've represented criminal cases, many of them. I get it. I was with Treasury. We did criminal referrals all the time. But here's what makes no sense. You then let her sit in this, quote, voluntary meeting, which, by the way, you could have made not voluntary by simply issuing her a subpoena, FBI, but you didn't do that. Put her under oath, which you did with my clients, but you didn't do that. This was a full investigation. The FBI shouldn't be embarrassed about this, and it's not the individual FBI agents I'm angry with. I am angry with, and when I say angry, it is as a lawyer, this is absurd. This is the American people being ripped off. And this is something that needs to have consequences. Will it? We'll see. We're going to continue to press. I'll tell you that. We got FOIA requests going on this. We're fighting the State Department. Fight the FBI, too. We already are. Let me also say this. We're getting a lot of questions coming. We're getting a lot of comments. Let's get some comments, Logan, and then let's take a phone call.
Yeah, a lot of comments coming in about right now about the internet. So we're having some comments saying save the internet. Then Heather also says, Comey says he's proud of how this was all handled. Yeah. Comment came from him. And then this comes from the FBI, James Comey, and our entire Justice Department are sellouts. So it came from David McDonald.
I don't want to blame the entire FBI. I don't want to blame the field-level agents. But James Comey clearly had this. And they're releasing this stuff on late Friday afternoons. I mean, the whole thing has become political. But what the outrage and what we need to understand here is the American people have been lied to. And James Comey saying he's proud of the FBI's work. Listen to this exchange between Trey Gowdy and James Comey. And let me underscore this, folks. I have been before Congress. I've testified under oath. I know what it's like. I prepare for it like it's a Supreme Court case. You make a misstatement, you can get in real trouble. So here it is.
What concerns me, Director, is when you have five immunity agreements and no prosecution, when you are allowing witnesses who happen to be lawyers, who happen to be targets, to sit in on an interview, that is not the FBI that I used to work with. It's really important to me that the FBI be respected. You got to help us understand, because it looks to me like some things were done differently that I don't recall being done back when I used to work with them.
I hope someday when this political craziness is over, you will look back again on this, because this is the FBI you know and love. This was done by pros in the right way. That's the part I have no patience for.
Let me tell you something, Director Comey. You allowed the president, former president of the United States, Bill Clinton, to get on Loretta Lynch, your boss's, the attorney general of the United States aircraft, 4 days before his wife was interviewed. That is not professional. You allowed Cheryl Mills to get immunity. I get it. If you think you got a criminal prosecution, you could use her witness and her evidence. But then you let her sit in on the secretary's interview, Secretary Clinton. You didn't put her under oath. Please. Nobody's buying this. We're certainly seeing that on our social media. Let's take another phone call, Logan. We'll take calls at 800-684-3110.
Let's go to Bill in Cheyenne.
Hey, Bill.
Good day to you, sir. Yep. I hope yours is a pleasant. This is off topic, but it's, I guess, a request. I was just wondering if there's anything you could set up for us to, those of us who are listening, to sign for sending sympathies to those concerned with Mr. Perez. I'll go ahead and hang up and let you go. Okay?
Bill, thanks. Listen, it's not off topic because I led with that because this was somebody, again, that we've had a personal relationship for over two decades almost with Shimon Perez. I think we could set up something. I'll talk to our social media team. Maybe we can put something up on Facebook and that we'll send it to the family. We have access to the family and we will do that. And we've got some pictures. I'm going to ask for a Facebook audience. Let's go ahead and put some. I want to, because Bill brought that question up, let's put a picture up with me with Shimon Perez. This was actually, Jordan, I think, were you at that one?
No, it was the second one.
Yeah, okay. So
at
this
the
meeting.
Presidential residence.
Yeah, this was a meeting when we were dealing with this was the whole dividing of Jerusalem and where the lines were going to be. And it was also on the issue of water rights, because in Israel, water rights were a huge deal. Shimon Peres was at that point president of Israel. He was an incredible diplomat, an incredibly gracious host on the many times we were with him. As I said, I've been with him in his office, his home, and in a bomb bunker. So deeply missed. But yes, we'll figure out a way to get something up so we can share those thoughts with his family. But we certainly will do that. All right, Logan, let's grab another call here.
All right, continuing on, let's go to Joshua in Orlando, Florida.
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, Mr. Seculo. Big fan, college student going for law school. Had a question. Yes, sir. I had a question concerning this whole Hillary thing. It seems to me like the big reason why she's getting away and some of her people are getting away is because of who's currently in office. My question was that once, like, Obama, the administration has changed, like, let's say Trump gets in, could some of these things be reopened?
Well, technically, I mean, there's, you know, supposedly there's there was a request for an investigation of Secretary Clinton's statements under oath that were false. We played those bites before where and James Comey said they were false statements. But Than, when he was pressed on it today, to say, I don't know if we have the sound on that, he would not acknowledge, I guess he just said he would not acknowledge whether there was investigation or not. Than, what did you hear? And then I'll let Jordan comment.
He declined to give the chairman any information on whether or not he's following up that request. I expect that he will hear more from Congress on this. But to the caller's point, Jay, I would just quickly say, I think the memo that James Comey sent to all of his agents who clearly are upset with how this is handled,
the defense
indicates
memo,
that there might actually be an option in the future. Yeah.
Yeah, the defense memo. It was his defense of how to do this. Here's an interesting exchange between, again, Chairman Goodlatte and James Comey, and then I'll let Jordan comment.
Is the FBI now investigating the veracity of Secretary Clinton's testimony to the Select Benghazi Committee?
The department has the referral. I think there were two separate referrals. Has the referrals. Now it's pending. And so I'm not going to comment on a pending matter at this point. But the matter has been received by the department.
Not, you are indeed investigating?
I can't.
When do you expect that you'll be able to tell us more about this pending matter before the FBI?
I don't know, sir.
Pending is like, you know, when you're waiting for something, it says pending. And it can take like 3 days.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When is your shipment going to go out?
Right.
It's pending. Pending shipment. Pending production. This means no.
Yes, that's exactly what it means.
It's not happening right now.
Right.
And if it's still pending as of today, then guess what? It's not going to be completed by even if they decided the last minute to do it. The presidential election, of course. Or even the swearing in of the next president of the United States. It's, again, let's refocus on this, folks, because these are the issues that are important to voters coming up.
All right, ICANN. The internet control. You want Russia and China to have it? We don't. We're fighting hard. We have 161,000 signatures. Go to ACLJ.org. You can sign that petition there. Than will talk more about that when we come back from the break. Our book, Unholy Alliance, in bookstores everywhere. We encourage you to pick up your copy and get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you buy your books, and signed copies available at buyunholyalliance.com. We'll be back with more, including your calls, in just one moment.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. The Obama administration is giving up American control over the internet, handing over its most important technical functions to a, quote, multinational body, perhaps even the United Nations. Do we really want Russia or China influencing whether we can create websites? Do we want the UN controlling key aspects of the world's most powerful mode of communication, our free speech? America has kept the internet free. Don't let our nation sign over our freedom to dictators. Send a powerful message to the President and Congress. America has kept the internet free for decades. There's no reason to trust the dictators from Russia and China will protect our freedoms. Maintain American control and protect our online liberty. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls and comments in just a moment. Let me say this. Clear and unmistakable evidence shows that the Orlando terror attack, remember that one not too long ago, Omar Martin, of course, had an ideological alignment with radical Islam. There are transcripts that have just been released that showed Martin claimed alliance during the actual attacks and even before. The release indicates a firm belief that the Obama administration was reluctant to release the information showing that the attack was directly connected with radical Islam. We've got a FOIA request out on that. I think the Department of FBI said one thing and Homeland Security said something else. We're going to get into that. Then you've got, as Harry Hutchison, our director of public policy, calls it, a stunning display of incompetence. Jay Johnson, the Homeland Security Department secretary, told Congress he had no idea how many individuals from known terrorist haven countries were mistakenly granted citizenship. We think it was 800. This is Ben Sasse, who's doing a great job at the Senate, with Jay Johnson yesterday.
Last week, the inspector general said that somewhere between 800 and 1,800 individuals were accidentally granted citizenship. Can you tell us the exact number?
The exact number is somewhere around 750.
And were any of them from special interest countries?
Not offhand. I can't give you that breakdown offhand. I suspect it is a knowable fact which we can provide you.
I mean, this is incredible incompetence from the Department of Homeland Security. Jordan, go ahead, and then Logan, let's grab some comments.
Yes, I mean, this is what concerns people, that number of 800, now it's 1,800.
Right.
And they were all people who were supposed to be deported. We know that for two reasons. One of two reasons, either security concerns, so terror. I mean, that's the security concern, or maybe criminal background, which is kind of one and the same in these worlds. Or two, that they came from countries where fraud is very high. And so, yeah, they were pretty good at fraud because they got right through our system. With the technology that we have, this is just incompetence.
Yeah, absolute incompetence.
And this idea, unfortunately, I tend to believe that why Hillary Clinton wants to bring more refugees, why President Obama wants to bring more of these folks here and doesn't mind if 99% are Muslims, they don't even represent the Syrian population, 0.5% are Christians, is because they think they're adding to the Democrat voter rolls.
Yeah, and also look where they're putting them. You know, here's an interesting thing. Did they put a lot of the refugees in L.A. and New York, where there's a big cities, big states, and already in Democratic control? No. Where did they put – there are more refugees settled. Ready for this? Now I'm a New Yorker, okay? I'm a guy from Brooklyn, grew up on Long Island, but I also lived in Atlanta. They are putting more, those of you that know Atlanta, those of you listening on our stations and affiliates down there, in Stone Mountain, Georgia, which is, as Logan will tell you, a small town. I've just got the Stone Mountain Park and then 6,000 people. There are more refugees being settled in Stone Mountain than New York State and California, the entire state, combined. Okay? That's what's going on right now in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Why? Georgia's turning purple. This pushes it to the edge. I think this is all politics. But then to say 800 a mistake, I mean, I'll play more sound in the next segment or a little bit later, but I mean, it's incredible. What are we hearing online, Logan?
Yeah, comments are coming through about this situation, but a lot of people are talking also about Comey.
Yeah.
So we're just now getting the Syrian refugees comments. So this from John just said that. If we can't get granting them already here correct, how can we vet Syrian refugees?
You can't.
This came in, though, also about Comey. A lot of people are asking, can we call for Comey's resignation? Or does that do anything?
Okay, so Comey serving Than a 10-year term. There are calls for his resignation. He's not going to heed those calls, though, I don't think. But the question is, this kind of pressure, and a lot of it's going to be election dependent.
Yeah, he was confirmed to a 10-year term in 2013, Jay. So if nothing happens, he would serve until 2023 and have to be reconfirmed. I don't see any way he would get reconfirmed at this point, although that's a long time away. I will tell you this, after the elections, I don't think anything will happen before the elections, but after the elections, I don't think impeachment or some other form of trying to get Director Comey to resign are out of the question. That's how outlandish this situation really is.
Someone on Facebook just said, repeat the situation with the refugees in Stone Mountain, Georgia. There are more refugees being settled in Stone Mountain, Georgia than Los Angeles and New York City combined. Now think about that for a minute. And if those of you that know Stone Mountain, I mean, it's a small suburb.
It's definitely a large suburb of Atlanta, but it's
6,000 people is the total population.
But it's a suburb of Atlanta, of a major city. So it is that, but yeah, it's not a big town.
to put New York and California.
Not a lot of high rises. It's
yeah, out. Yeah, right, exactly. All right, let's do this. Let's take another phone call.
All right, let's go ahead. Let's go to Mike in Portland, Oregon.
Hey, Mike.
I'm sorry. Sorry, wrong mic. Yeah, there you go.
There you go, Mike.
Sorry, two mics. Mike in Portland, you're on the air.
All right. Just a quick comment, and I'll hang up. As far as the elections, how do we know that the fix is not already in for Hillary? Nothing seems to be happening to her for the last 30 years.
Well, I don't think there's going to be – look, Mike, I don't think there's going to be any prosecutions of Hillary Clinton. I think that's a waste – Jordan said that's a waste of time talking. But I don't think the fix is in on the election. I think this is an election that is right now very, very close. I mean, really close. And is there election fraud? Sure. But is it overwhelmingly enough to sway an election? I don't believe it.
No, there's never been at the, especially when you're talking general election, that would be unprecedented. Could it happen? Absolutely. Is that why that campaigns employ and the parties employ
hundreds and thousands,
of attorneys? And lots of lawsuits are filed on election day. I think people have to realize that it's not that this is ignored. I mean, Dad, you've been part of these.
Yeah.
This is normal that you're constantly challenging ballots throughout the day. So understand that your Republican Party, your Democrat Party, they are taking issues to court where they are concerned about fraudulent activity.
Yep.
And the courts immediately hear and decide on it that day. So when you get into a general election mode, remember, you're talking about usually even when it's like a 1% victory, 100,000 plus votes. So it would take a lot of fraud.
Yeah.
And I will just to let
don't
people
give
know,
up, folks.
Do not give up because our system, the Republicans and the Democrats are going to have attorneys there ready to go
the
to court.
The system works.
And think about what happened in Florida. Eventually, yep. It worked itself out.
It does work itself out. I mean, so just hang tough there. All right, let's grab another call, Logan.
All right, let's go ahead. Mike in Wells, Maine this time.
Hey, Mike, you're watching on Facebook. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay, Logan, Jordan. Thanks for taking my
sure.
call, and thanks for all that you do yep. for the Kingdom of Christ.
Yep.
I wanted to know if you could unpack for us a little bit of what is this, what this internet control, ICANN and all that relates to. Is it the ability to connect to websites?
Yeah, it's the IPO address. It's the domain names. It's that kind of control. Let me go to Than Bennett, who's our direct for our new audience, and we've got new stations just adding to our network. Than Bennett is our director of governmental affairs in our office in Washington. By the way, our office in Washington is one block from the Capitol, next to the Supreme Court, across from the Senate office building, so we're uniquely positioned. The legislation, though, that is what Senator Cruz is trying to do is stop this transfer. Right now it's U.S. control. The domain names is ICANN. It's a contractual relationship through the Commerce Department. That's about to end, and international stakeholders are coming. And then that's really where the problem in all of this is going to be. That's where the difficulty is going to be if, in fact, it moves in that direction. That's where we're going to have problems.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, Jay, you don't really even have to understand the complexities of the technical side of this. What you have to understand is that the function that ICANN, which is this organization that handles the domains controls, is overseen by the United States government, the Department of Commerce. That is what we are giving away on Saturday if Congress does not intervene. We are calling on Congress to keep the protections of the First Amendment on this function by just renewing that contract. Don't give the contract away to a multinational organization, yep. which ICANN is. Jay, if that does not happen before Saturday, the Obama administration will do it. That's why we're fighting for it in the next 24 hours.
All right,
hours.
Folks, we got a petition up at ACLJ.org. I'm going to encourage you to sign it as well.
I mean, I got a call from GoDaddy yesterday saying to confirm my ICANN email address because they had an old email address and they were, you know, if not, we get shut down.
Yeah.
So they make sure they keep a record of who has these addresses and who's running everything. And I had to go in and update my account. So it is interesting to see. I've got a call two or three times this week.
That means it's real, folks. And now's the time to fight back. ACLJ.org to sign that petition. Don't forget our book, Unholy Alliance. That's Unholy Alliance. You can go to buyunholyalliance.com and get a signed copy. We'll be back with more, including your calls, in just a moment.
The Obama administration is giving up American control over the internet. America has kept the internet free. Don't let our nation sign over our freedom to dictators. There's no reason to trust the dictators from Russia and China will protect our freedoms. Maintain American control and protect our online liberty. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Yeah. can we be humble? Well, FBI Director James Comey says that he didn't think there was anything that unusual about granting Cheryl Mills immunity. There was nothing so unusual about her appearing as the lawyer for Hillary Clinton, even though she was a witness in the case and may be a target. Nothing unusual about Hillary Clinton not being sworn in under oath. None of that's unusual to James Comey. That's not unusual to the FBI Director. Fan, that did not go over well today, and I think he's getting an F on this, frankly. He's failing, but he's pulled one on the American people, and as soon as we found out that President Obama did, in fact, get, and this is, look, I mean, this is the reality, did, in fact, get emails from Hillary Clinton from the private server, you knew it was done.
Well, I think all of us and most of Congress, Jay, had come to the conclusion that Director Comey had made up his mind before he ever interviewed Hillary Clinton, but today what changed is I think they just grew tired of being told another story. I mean, I think they were convinced that Director Comey had lied to them before, but now the fact that he continues to double down on it, even though all of these new facts have come to light,
yep.
I think that's the layer of frustration that was layered on today.
Let me tell you this, folks. I don't want you to lose heart on this. We sent in a Freedom of Information Act request on a lot of these issues, why they changed the names, take Islam out of the reports, why they excise Iran. But the one we got on the FBI right now with response to the Omar Martin matter, the FBI originally denied a request. Then they came back and said, you know what, we're going to give it a case number and start processing. So that is ongoing right now, and we will find out why this is. But this is all political correctness. It goes to the same thing as Jay Johnson, the Homeland Security Director, not knowing how many people were accidentally mistakenly given citizenship that were supposed to be deported. And this comes from Jay Johnson, who also, DHS, when they're putting people into the United States, and the State Department have put more people in Stone Mountain, Georgia than they have in Los Angeles and New York combined. And they're doing that to move the election the next go-round or two. That's what this is. This is pre-planning. Let's grab a phone call here, Logan, even in the first segment.
All right. Let's go to Ralph. He's been holding for a little while.
Hey, Ralph.
West Virginia.
How are you, Jay?
Yes, sir. Good.
Hey, first off, I wanted to, you know, give my condolences. I know that Shimon was not only a true statesman,
yep.
but a good friend of yours.
Yep.
And the world has got a big loss there. But, hey, my main issue is I'm in law enforcement, and I see all this unfolding. And I've got a lot of federal agents that are friends of mine, and everybody yeah. is really disheartened about this. And, I mean, do you see any light at the end of this tunnel when it comes to, you know, Comey being held accountable, and not to mention all the blatant interference from the White House?
I mean, I don't think James Comey's going to be prosecuted for anything. He may not get re-up for another 10-year term. He may not want another 10-year term. But look, we're pressing forward. I want to say this, Ralph. We don't just take this stuff and say, oh, well, that's the way it is, and just talk about it on radio and complain about it. We file cases. Remember, when the IRS did their targeting, we took them to task by taking them to court, and we won. When President Obama tried to stack the National Labor Relations Board, we filed briefs in that case, and we won at the Supreme Court of the United States. Same thing when he tried to change the immigration rules. So we've got these Freedom of Information Act requests out to the State Department, Homeland Security, the FBI. We're not stopping. The ACLJ, we are committed to making sure that we can get as much government oversight. We have, within our Government Affairs Unit, a government accountability project. And that's something that we've got lawyers and government affairs officials of our team dedicated to. So we will be your voice to get justice and truth, even when the government is doing the nonsense they're doing. Comments, Logan?
Yeah, we can get a comment. Let's grab one real quick. A comment came in that just said through. Again, a lot of people talk about the Stone Mountain situation.
Yeah, we'll get into that next segment.
And then comments about Perez, a lot of those comments.
Yeah, we appreciate their thoughts.
So those are kind of the two general things, not anything specific about the FBI thing right now. I think a lot of people are caught off guard by those two topics.
Yeah, before we go to break here, Jordan, this thing with the stick 'em in Stone Mountain is a big deal.
Oh, it absolutely
huge,
is.
Huge deal.
I mean, you're talking about, again, ways to shift demographics for voting and make sure that long-term you're trying to change traditionally red states blue. So that has always been the Democrats' goal with illegal immigration, you know, the pathway to citizenship for illegal immigrants, and, of course, even these refugees. The
yep.
placement is very specific, and then they get the credit. They were the people that brought them there,
yep.
so you need to vote for us. And these are people who are new to this whole system.
Folks, it's all politics. Those 800 people to 1,800 people that, by the way, were granted citizenship, they going to get to vote too? If citizens, you get to.
Only change difference we've seen is really in the Cuban community because of the Republicans' work
right.
there and Puerto Rican community.
Yeah, I think that's
they
right.
immigrate to the U.S.
All right, we'll be back with more in a moment.
The Obama administration is giving up American control over the internet, handing over its most important technical functions to a, quote, multinational body, perhaps even the United Nations. Do we really want Russia or China influencing whether we can create websites? Do we want the UN controlling key aspects of the world's most powerful mode of communication, our free speech? America has kept the internet free. Don't let our nation sign over our freedom to dictators. Send a powerful message to the President and Congress. America has kept the internet free for decades. There's no reason to trust the dictators from Russia and China will protect our freedoms. Maintain American control and protect our online liberty. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Everyone, we've got some breaking news here, and that is the Senate has passed the override on President Obama's veto of the Saudi Arabia Liability Act. That means, by the way, it doesn't mean that they're liable. It just means that if it's proven in a court of law that the Saudi or Saudi government officials were in some way involved in the terror attacks of 9/11, they're going to be held accountable, and we're not going to grant them immunity. And the president vetoed it, and that has now been overridden by the Senate. We're going to get the details of it. Let's, Than, why don't you work on getting some details on the numbers on that, and we'll go ahead and get more information. But this is a big win, folks. This was overridden. First time the president's been
overridden. Part of his administration, and I think shows you that just these lawmakers on both sides of the aisle want to give American people the opportunity to take the Saudis, some of their officials, and government to court the victims of the 9/11 attacks.
You could tell the president's administration is over when I give you the vote tally to override the president's veto in the United States Senate. 97-1. Than, that tells me that the president has now lost control of the agenda, which means we better watch these executive actions even more. But I think he's lost control of the agenda. He couldn't pull his party together.
That's a shocking number, Jay.
Shocking.
I mean, I told you before this segment that this was going to pass, but I thought it was going to be something like, 80-20. 97-1 is overwhelming. Oh. It's going to be overwhelming in the House as well. But you know what? It underscores your point. He's going to try to do things on his own and not rely on his party in Congress who are trying to check him.
All right, Logan, let's go ahead and grab some calls here.
All right, let's move on. Let's go to Chris in Louisville, Kentucky.
Hey, Chris.
Hello, thank you. Gentlemen, I thought you've done a really nice job of describing how badly Director Comey and the FBI has handled this email debacle. And I know Congress is having hearings and discussions. My question is, at this point, what realistically can be done to hold people like Hillary Clinton, Brian Pagliano, Cheryl Mills accountable?
Well, elections have consequences. Let me just say it that way. Not endorsing or opposing candidates, just elections have consequences. And when the party in power doesn't want a prosecution to go forward and they control the Department of Justice, that's what happens. But let me tell you what we do. They tried that with the IRS. Remember, this is nothing new. These scandals are nothing new. They've been doing these scandals, Chris, for 8 years. But when they did it with the IRS, we didn't just talk about it on radio and say what an outrage it was. We went to court and beat them. I mean, and that's what you got to do. So with the FBI, we're asking a lot of questions to the FBI right now on a whole host of matters. Everything from what was President Clinton doing on Loretta Lynch's airplane? Why did you delete the Iran video when James Rosen got the information about how the discussion really took place during the regime of Ahmadinejad, not Rouhani? We follow Freedom of Information Act. We don't get requests, we don't get a response, gets what we do. We go to federal court and fight it out. So, again, we're not just talking about it here. We're fighting back. All right, let's take another call or comment.
Let's grab a comment first.
Okay.
Again, a lot of people are just chiming in about, you know, different topics today, and a lot of comments to Israel, blessings to Israel. World lost a true peace leader. A lot
we're
of people saw
something
that.
Up for people.
A lot
yeah.
of people saw that video that played during the breaks on Facebook and Periscope. A lot of people, though, still commenting about the Stone Mountain situation.
Sure.
Seems to be the most common comment out there. People also said, do refugees, because you mentioned that turning the state blue, or turning yeah. the state blue, do refugees get to vote?
Well, as Jordan pointed out, they get to vote when the State Department makes the mistake of granting them citizenship status.
Yeah.
So and they did.
So we've seen that. We've seen these mistakes in citizenship being granted.
1,800 at least. But also, 18,000 for all we know.
When you get refugee status, you are then can choose to be, if you'd like, on a much quicker path to yes. U.S. citizenship than people in the normal immigration process. So usually it's the immigration process and that idea, the Democrats' main goal is if you can legalize all of the currently illegal immigrants under a Democrat administration, they'll all feel like they owe the Democrat Party for decades to come. That's why they fight so hard on that. But on this issue, refugees, if they choose, can go on that path to citizenship. They're not all, this is not all short-term thinking either. If you're Hillary Clinton, you think if I do become president, 4 years from now I'm going to run again. If I got some, I need more of these folks, another 100,000 people who may be voting right. for me because I could take responsibility for bringing them here.
And again, Jay Johnson, head of Homeland Security, doesn't know where these people are even coming from. Here is the testimony between him and Congressman Senator Ben Sasse, number 42.
Were any of them from Iran, Syria, or Libya?
I'd have to check. I don't know sitting here right now, sir.
Honest question, not a gotcha question. How would you not know that? Why would that not be something that's urgent to you to understand the categories under the 750?
No, it's a knowable fact. I can get you the information. Just sitting here right now, I don't have the list in front of me, and I don't want to be wrong.
Do you think any of them were terrorists?
I have no basis to believe that any of them were terrorists or suspected terrorists.
Well, here's the thing. Okay? You're the director of Homeland Security. You're the secretary of Homeland Security. How do you not know this? And that's because of incompetence. Tomorrow, we're going to have our director of policy, Harry Hutchison, join us for a segment talking about the incompetence of Jay Johnson and that Homeland Security office here because it's big. We are getting a lot of questions, Logan, on Periscope. I'm seeing people saying someone's told us, our team here, who was the one vote against the veto? Will?
Harry Reid was the dissenting.
Harry Reid was the dissenting vote on the veto. There you go. All right, let's take another call.
All right, we're waiting for this one to be ready, and let us know. Nancy is ready in Long Island, New York. You're on the air.
Hi, Nancy.
Harry Reid was the dissenting
vote. Okay, and Nancy's listening to our radio, so that's why we just heard her.
Let's put Nancy back on hold. There you go. You get to hear yourself echo.
Please.
Let's move on. Let's go to Roland in Orange County. Roland, hopefully you're there.
Hi, Roland.
Hey, Jay, thanks for all you guys do.
Thanks.
Jay. Two questions, actually. If Hillary does get the presidency, hopefully not, can we still prosecute her and bring her down? And number two, how does someone just accidentally get citizenship? Isn't that crazy? No,
the getting citizenship is complete, unbelievable incompetence. I mean, incredible incompetence. These were people that were supposed to be it wasn't just we granted some people that had a green card citizenship. These were people that were going to be, Jordan, deported.
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 They were on the deportation list, not the maybe list. They didn't just get through the system too fast. They were to be deported for one of two reasons, and it could have been both, but because number one, they were from countries of concern when it comes to terrorism and national security, and that means not only is that the only reason you deport them, that those individuals met the concerns for people who pose a national security risk to our country. These are actually people who they determined, okay, you come from a tough place, and now we've determined, which can be difficult, but right. they did. That you yourself pose a danger potentially to the United States, you must be deported. That was group one. Group two came from countries where fraud in immigration is highly practiced, even sometimes supported by that government, that state that they are leaving from.
Yep.
These individuals were actually committing the fraud to get their path to try to get status here.
Yep.
They all got U.S. citizenship.
And which means they get to vote, folks. People get to vote.
Yeah.
So people that shouldn't have been here are getting the right to vote. Just think about that as you're dealing with all this.
All right, let's try Nancy again in Long Island.
Hi, Nancy. In Long Island.
Hi, Jay.
Nancy, first question I've got for you, though, before you ask me anything, is where are you from in Long Island?
I'm sorry, Suffolk County, Western Suffolk County, Dix Hills.
Yeah, I'm a Nassau County guy, Jericho, but go ahead.
I just want to say we all know why Obama's doing this, but I think that I speak for a lot of people, Americans, true Americans. We want to know how it is that he can just get to decide, I'm going to bring all these people here and screw, and, you know, excuse my language, but...
No, yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying. How? Because he's got a policy. He puts that policy through, and when you're president of the United States, you get to do that. I mean, it's very difficult then, politically, through Congress, to checkmate a president's ability to bring in refugees under refugee status. That's very tough.
It's the president's job to execute the law, so he has a lot of latitude here. But I would connect it back to the conversation you just had with Jordan about Secretary Johnson. It is Secretary Johnson's sacred duty to protect this homeland. And we have 2,000 people who were set to be deported that he has now made citizens. And Jordan, Jay, I would just underscore one thing. Senator Sass asked him how many of them are from special interest countries. Johnson said, I don't know offhand. You know what? I'll tell you that number. It was 858. 858 from special interest countries, and the Secretary of Homeland Security did not know it.
So Than Bennett, our Director of Government Affairs, knows it, and the Secretary of Homeland Security does not. Jay Johnson, like James Comey, gets an F. Fail. All right, Logan, let's take another comment or call.
All right, well, let's take some comments. Our calls will be taken. All the calls in the next segment. It's 1-800-684-3110. This is from Robin. She said, incompetent or on purpose?
Well, I mean, that's, okay, fair. On the Jay Johnson matter, I think a lot of it's incompetence, but I think the State Department, Jordan, they want the migration status, the refugee status, because they ultimately know they're thinking long ball here.
Yeah, this is the long game. This is how do you change demographically states we can't traditionally win? Republicans do that by convincing people, and this is not, not part of the state. Democrats do it by bringing new people into the country. They do much better amongst new immigrants. The only groups that I would exclude from that are the, so far, and we'll see with Donald Trump, it may be different with him, but most of the time, the Puerto Ricans who are U.S. citizens, but they can't vote in our elections, when they immigrate to the mainland, they can then vote. They've been traditionally Republican, as well as the Cubans who have come here.
But that move to Stone Mountain, Georgia, of the refugees.
Oh, yeah, that's to turn Georgia
blue.
That
was to turn Georgia blue, folks. That's what that's all about. Game. Jordan will talk more about that tomorrow on the broadcast. Hey, we got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned. Don't forget our book, Unholy Alliance, available wherever books are sold. You're also getting an email from us on the internet issue. Folks, we got 3 days to try to turn that one around. We beat them on the Saudi Arabia bill. We got to fight for this one. ACLJ.org. And again, unholyalliancebook.com or buyunholyalliance.com for a signed copy. Back with more in a moment.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. The Obama administration is giving up American control over the internet, handing over its most important technical functions to a, quote, multinational body, perhaps even the United Nations. Do we really want Russia or China influencing whether we can create websites? Do we want the UN controlling key aspects of the world's most powerful mode of communication, our free speech? America has kept the internet free. Don't let our nation sign over our freedom to dictators. Send a powerful message to the President and Congress. America has kept the internet free for decades. There's no reason to trust the dictators from Russia and China will protect our freedoms. Maintain American control and protect our online liberty. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Take a load off and for free.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. That's again the Jay Sekulow, our new affiliates with us. That is the Jay Sekulow Band's version of The Wait. There's a Jay Sekulow Band Facebook page you can join and keep current with our music. And we're gonna do a little for Facebook and Periscope friends. We're gonna do a little music bonus at the end of this one. It looks like people want to see us play the song Hold Your Head Up. We're gonna do that. Logan, let's go right to the phones here. We'll do this round really quick.
Yeah, we'll just go in order of people who called in. Donna's calling in Rhode Island.
Hi, Donna, go ahead.
Hi, can you leave me on the line so I can hear the answer?
Sure.
Okay, great. What is the chance of us retaining the control of the internet?
All right. The honest answer on this, Donna, is we got a real uphill battle here. I think this it does not look good right now, but I want to win. We won the Saudi Arabia bill today in the Senate. I'm sure we will in the House, but then we need to be blunt here. It's an uphill battle, but it's not a lost cause. Although Senator Cruz is not getting the support he really needed here.
Yeah, we're going to shoot people straight. When you legislate this way, Jay, up against fiscal deadlines, when everybody has something they want put into the bill, it's a very Herculean task. But listen, it's too significant to not try. So what are the odds? Less than 50-50. Well, less than 50-50. But you know what? We're gonna sure fight for it.
You can't not fight. I mean, you got to fight for this one all the way through. Logan, you said you got a call on ICANN on a verification today or yesterday.
Yesterday, and they called because one of my domains, and I have plenty of domains for different either companies or other things we do, and projects that we do here, even at the ACLJ, some of the domains I own personally. And you can find that if my email address was, they know the emails were getting bounced back from domains I've had for a decade.
Yep.
They came back and said, hey, if you don't get these approved and prove that you're a real person, and that you're this, then we're going to shut down your account.
And now it will be international stakeholders making that decision.
International stakeholders, big businesses, companies like Google. Exactly what I thought, you know, the left doesn't like. I mean, that's the thing is, they want the money controlling this instead of, you know, government, nonprofit kind
it's
of.
Unreal.
This is the one time when I think the government should be the one involved, not private. You don't want the business community taking this over and making it a Google. It's the only kind of options. You could see how this could be really abused.
Absolutely. Than said, though, Than, that this could be .military, .DOD, Department of Defense.
The main function that ICANN handles, Jay, is passing out these top-level domains, including .mil, which is what DOD uses. So, yes, ICANN could do anything they want with .mil if this transition is given away, and the United States government will do nothing to stop it.
This is absurd what we're doing here, folks. I mean, it is literally absurd what we're doing. All right, back to the phones we go. This is our wrapping round here.
All right, let's go to Norma in Louisville.
Hey, Norma, go ahead.
Okay, I want to thank you all for what you all do. The lady was just on before me.
Yep.
She said that, gave you the question on the internet, and you said 50%.
Yes.
Okay, well, what my question is, if Congress does block this, will Obama be able to go right back and veto, or...
Well, he would do a veto. If the bill got passed, he would try to veto it, right?
Yeah, of course he could try, but we need the bipartisan support here. And after he's just had this override,
I don't know if he's going to be so quick to do it.
Yeah,
Than, what do you think? Quickly here, Than, what do you think? It's a good question, Norman.
Well, it's on the funding bill. He's not going to shut the government down over this. If this gets into the funding bill, it's going to stick.
Yeah, I think that's right. All right, let's keep fighting, folks.
All right, Mark in El Paso.
Hey, Mark.
Good job, you guys.
Thanks.
I think this reeks of payola. You know, it's all about money, and it's not about fairness. So we have to go back to law and order. So that's it. I'm done.
All right. Well, look, I mean, law and order was the theme of Donald Trump the other night. Uh-huh. There is the Clinton machine is a law unto themselves, I think it is fair to say. It's interesting now that it's interesting, guys, because it's faded into the background now, the debate. Which, Jordan, you said, it just doesn't have lingering impact.
No, this one, again, I think that it was just a kind of...
80 million people watched, not 100.
A huge amount of people, though.
Yeah.
I mean...
Only 80 million.
Only 80 million. I didn't mean more than that on Facebook.
Most people came away as by the 50-50 split. I don't think either convinced new people to vote for them.
All right. Here we go, Logan.
We'll continue on. Let's go to Sandy, who's calling in Washington.
Hey, Sandy.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
When the president takes executive action, is that the final say on whatever he is wanting to be put into place or law? And if that is, can an executive action ever be retracted?
Yeah, well, it can be deemed, you can retract an executive action, yes. The next president coming can rescind the executive action. But let me tell you what else we've done. We've challenged these executive actions when we think they violated existing law, and we've been very successful. And then that was something I testified, I mean, we take a look at the immigration issue. We're on for a comprehensive immigration reform, but a president doesn't do it on his own. I believe in border security, including what is necessary to protect our homeland here. It's got to be put in place. But even if you want comprehensive immigration reform, the fact of the matter is presidents don't get to do that on their own, which is what President Obama tried to do. We challenged it in the legislative process, ultimately won in court. But then it was a long road, but we were successful.
Yeah, and from the outside, that's what we do. We challenge those executive orders in the third branch, the judicial branch, and we've been very successful. I would just say also to the policy question, sure, a future president could also rescind an executive order. But in the meantime, think about all the ramifications. Yeah. I mean, things like the Iran deal, can it be reversed? Oh, certainly, but there's a lot of damage that's done in the meantime. That's why we fight him in court.
Yeah, let's take Tammy's call, Logan, here. Let's take Tammy's call because this is an interesting one. It's a very good question, Tammy.
Thanks, Jay. My question is what is the process to revoke the citizenship status to those that were accidentally granted?
Okay, so this is a great legal question because I think it's kind of unprecedented that this has happened. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We're going to have a direct answer for you on tomorrow's broadcast. So I'm going to ask our legal team right now to get the answer to that question. Can a citizenship revocation proceeding begin? And even if it could, there's going to be a due process requirement.
Yeah,
so I don't think they could say, oh, we gave it to you by mistake. We're just going to pull it back. I think you'd have to go through entire due process.
Yeah,
but I'm going to ask Joseph and Miles to research that out.
Likely they would be very successful, the government, but they would have to go through the normal process.
Now,
I don't think they can immediately. And you saw how Josh Harris responded to it. We'll take a look.
They're not that concerned.
No.
All right, Logan, let's grab the last call here.
All right, Bonnie's calling to Houston, Texas.
Hey, Bonnie.
Hey, Jay. I was just saying, you know, since elections have consequences, if Trump gets in, and this will be a great reason to vote him in, he can fire Lynch and Comey and have them both arrested for obstruction
of
justice.
Well, he can fire Loretta Lynch will resign or will be asked to leave, and she will leave. They do that. Yeah, you can't fire the FBI director right then during the course of his term unless it's impeachment.
That's not going to happen, but remember, he only gives a recommendation to the attorney general. The next attorney general could take the recommendation of James Comey or reject it and prosecute it on his or her own.
That's correct. All right, folks, that's going to do it for the broadcast today. For our friends on Facebook and Periscope, stay tuned. I want to talk to you for a moment when we come back at the conclusion of this program. For everybody else, you're getting an email from us today on this issue of the internet and not handing over this control of the internet to these thugs or state international fake stakeholders, as they're called, to be more politically correct. We are an uphill battle here. We got the Saudi Arabia bill, at least through the Senate. That override success. We'll win that in the House. This one's going to be tougher, but we want to fight this one out even if we don't succeed. So go to ACLJ.org. You can sign that petition there, or you can respond to my email that has been sent out today. Also, let me ask you, our book Unholy Alliance is out in bookstores everywhere now. Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Books A Million, Sam's, Walmart, Costco, or if you want a signed copy, just go to buyunholyalliance.com or go to get more information on unholyalliance.com. And Logan's going to let you now know the multiple ways you can stay engaged with us, including, by the way, we're going to post something on Facebook for Shimon Peres, and people can put their comments. We'll share that. Yep.
The video's coming up today, a tribute to Shimon Peres. You'll find that on Facebook page for the ACLJ and probably Jay Sekulow. Just search for those or Facebook.com/JaySekulo. Also, the ACLJ app to watch this archive on Apple devices, including Apple TV and also Roku.
All right,
the Jay Sekulo Live podcast.
That's going to do it. Talk to you tomorrow.
The Obama administration is giving up American control over the internet. America has kept the internet free. Don't let our nation sign over our freedom to dictators. There's no reason to trust the dictators from Russia and China will protect our freedoms, maintain American control, and protect our online liberty. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.